Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
1850 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe weather across the southeast. Millions under snow watches. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z with more on what's happening along the Virginia, North Carolina coasts.
We still have warnings up from Norfolk and Hampton Bay, Newport News, down to just north and east of Raleigh. And that's where the heaviest snow today is going to fall. But there will be ice concerns on the southern side of it. That's going to come through the afternoon
elsewhere,
and evening.
Elsewhere, a polar vortex has taken over from Montana to South Texas. Bismarck, North Dakota, hitting minus 39 degrees early yesterday, breaking the record set there in 1910. Ukraine's president says President Trump is living in a Russian-made disinformation space as a result of his administration's discussions with Kremlin officials. Volodymyr Zelensky talking about the president's comments blaming Ukraine for the war and saying that Zelensky's approval rating has plummeted to 4%. Pope Francis having a peaceful night, the Vatican says, after being diagnosed with double pneumonia. This is ABC News. A new executive order out of the White House calling for policy recommendations to reduce cost of IVF treatments. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has more from Washington.
In this last year, we also had bills come up on Capitol Hill. Democrats brought bills that tried to cement and codify protections around IVF and fertility treatments, and many Republicans voted against those. There is an ideological split in the Republican Party about when life begins, when protection of life begins, what the law should look like around protecting embryos even outside a fetus. And so this will no doubt continue to be a discussion, especially if the White House pursues specific policies beyond just asking for policy recommendations to try to lower costs.
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have joined the list of recent high-profile burglary victims, a couple's Los Angeles home broken into on Valentine's Day. Investigators don't think the pair was specifically targeted. They do believe the home was singled out due to its size and its location. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
I was born at a very early age. Those words attributed to Groucho Marx have been repeated in many very different versions. When I was born, my father was away preaching at revival services in another state, and so Mom was alone in the hospital when I was born. Mom was somewhat of a worrywart, as are many moms. With Dad gone, Mom was not only worried about my birth since she lost a child before me, but she also was concerned about my future life. While she was lying in the hospital bed that night waiting for my birth, she said a ray of light shone in through the window and rested on her abdomen. She had a warm feeling of peace come over her, and God seemed to speak to her, saying that everything would be okay and that one day I would serve Him. She had this sense that I would become a pastor someday. Of course, Dad and Mom didn't tell me this until after I had accepted God's very clear call after high school graduation at the age of 17, knowing that there would be times of struggle in the maturing process before I actually entered the ministry. God spoke these words to Jeremiah. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. The psalmist writes this, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. All the days that were ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Then later in Jeremiah, God spoke to the nation of Israel during their troubles. "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Friends, God has fearfully and wonderfully created each one of us, and he has called us to be on mission with him. God is on a mission to redeem a lost world to himself, and he chooses to use us, his chosen people, to accomplish his mission. He gives us hope and a future. It's up to us to walk in it. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
Are you looking to brighten up your space? Right now at Court & Main, everything lighting is 25% off. From sleek modern lamps to cozy warm styles, we've got something for every room. Whether you're updating your living room or adding a little glow to your bedroom, you'll find the perfect piece at a great price. Hurry in, this sale won't last long. Only at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Visit us today or call us at 608-647-8713. Exclusions do apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the cold air is still locked in across the region, although maybe not quite as severe as it was yesterday. So that's good news. Moderation in the air mass will continue the next couple of days, with temperatures actually getting back to normal for the weekend as mild Pacific air floods across the country. Now, there is a weak disturbance coming down from the northeast, causing some flurries up in far northern Wisconsin this morning. Some of those could drift south down across the eastern part of the state by tonight, but currently it looks like they may miss us off to the east. Otherwise, back to partly sunny skies tomorrow, and the same story for Friday and Saturday. Again, that warmer air coming in, which will reach its maximum early next week, we could be running a good 10 degrees above normal. There will be a weather system or two skirting to the north of us starting this weekend, keeping some precipitation chances just north of us. Eventually, by about Monday or Tuesday, we could see some very light activity around here. Here's that forecast for today, a cold weather advisory until 10 o'clock in the morning, as wind chills could still be down around 20 below zero. Sunshine mixed with a few clouds, high near 10, northwest wind up to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, low near 3 below zero. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy and somewhat warmer, high near 21, northwest wind close to 10 miles per hour. Thursday night mostly clear, still cold, low at 2 below zero. Friday mostly sunny, high temperature about 23, should be a fairly nice day. As we head into Saturday, partly cloudy and a bit warmer, low 7, high up to 28. Sunday partly or mostly cloudy, noticeably warmer, low 18 degrees, high in the upper 30s. Monday, slight chance of morning sprinkles or flurries. Otherwise, some breaks of sunshine and mild, high 44. And next Tuesday, mostly cloudy, high 41, with a 30% chance of light rain and snow. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
6 degrees below zero and partly cloudy right now. WRCO. Yesterday's high was 11. The morning low today was 15 below zero. Record highs 63 in 2017. On the 19th of February 1959, it was 23 below zero. So we did not break a record for a second morning in a row. Last year's high was 47 and the low 19. Sunset will happen at 5:37 this afternoon. Sunrise time will be at 6:53. Coming up for tomorrow morning. East to northeast winds are at 5. Barometer is at 30.43. No precipitation today. It is 6 degrees below zero.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, by Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at a very full schedule last night in high school sports, and details on a Badger men's basketball win and a win for Marquette.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. WIAA team sectional wrestling last evening at Prairie du Chien. Belmont Platteville was a winner 43-32 over GET Melrose Mindoro, and Fenimore defeated Lodi 50-20. In the sectional final match, Fenimore 41, Belmont Platteville 26. The Golden Eagles are back at state in team wrestling, joining St. Croix Falls, Coleman, and Kewaskum, who all made it through sectionals last night. In Division 3 at Mineral Point, Iowa Grand Highland was a winner over Aquinas, 42-33. Mineral Point downed Royal Winnewick Center, 72-10. And the Pointers moved to state after a one-point win over Iowa Grand Highland, 33-32. Mineral Point will be joined at state by Stratford, Wyawega Fremont, and Oostburg. River Ridge won 57-31 against Riverdale in area girls basketball last night. The visiting Timberwolves led 27-18 at halftime. The Chieftains got within 8 at 29-21 in the early second half before Ridge pulled away by connecting on shots from beyond the arc. Melissa Sletten scored 16 of her 19 points in the second half, including 3 trays. Erin Adrian controlled the inside and dropped in 14 for the Timberwolves. As a team, they shot 8 for 17 from the free throw line. Riverdale's Macy McKay had 10 points, Zuri Dennis 8, Lily Barr 4, Kennedy Cooey and Allie Goplin both had 3, Ava Kratzenberg had 2, and Haley Schneider added a point. The Chieftains made 4 three-pointers and went 11 for 22 from the line. Riverdale won the JV game 37-36. Over River Ridge. Following the 57-31 win, River Ridge is now 15-7 on the season. They will host Belmont on Thursday. Riverdale's season record dipped to 12-11. They will host Southwestern on Thursday night. In other girls basketball, across Logan over Richland Center, 54-37. Highland got a win against Ithaca, 52-47. Those same two teams will open WIAA tournament play next Tuesday at Ithaca. Albany Monticello, 58-30 over River Valley. Kickapoo, 59, Boscobel, 37. Prairie du Chien, 69, Cuba City, 54. Hillsboro over New Lisbon, 65-48. Royal beat Cashton, 33-30. North Crawford over Westby, 47-45. Argyle Pecatonica top Lancaster, 67-59. It was Mineral Point over Darlington in girls basketball, 57-48. Belmont beat Iowa Grant, 68-46. Luther over Viroqua, 81-38. Scholesburg got the win against Southwestern, 60-35. And Mount Horeb over Reedsburg, 56-42. In boys basketball, Ithaca was a winner against Lafarge, 72-59. Seneca beat Boscobel, 75-39. Fenimore over Prairie du Chien, 75-53. Lancaster, 93. Wazika Steuben, 50. River Ridge over Highland, 75-60. Alma Center Lincoln, 69-33 over Hillsboro. Royal, 78. North Crawford, 60. Boston got the win against Viroqua, 68-43. West Salem, 80. Westby, 58. Darlington beat Dodgeville, 66-57. Belmont, 87. Scholesburg, 78. New Lisbon got the win against Cashton, 60-45. Other boys' scores from last night. Wanewoc over Tri-County, 63-54. DeSoto beat Brookwood, 66-52. Argyle, 71. Judah, 53. It was Belleville over Wisconsin Heights, 72-54. Reedsburg, 74. Portage, 63. Wisconsin Dells, 74-70 over Columbus. It was Sauk Prairie, 63. Baraboo, 49. And Aquinas beat Sparta, 77-55. And one of the busier nights for high school basketball and high school sports in general. Powder Puff Bowling League action from last night. Top series for a team. Chetsfield Seed and Such with an 18-18. Goplin Insurance a 17-60. And Pine Counseling 17-17. Chetsfield Seed and Such with a 6-30. Chetsfield Seed and Such a 6-22. And Pine Counseling 609. Top series, Christine Haiti, a 529. Katie Davison, a 510. Barb Wood, a 463. Katie Davison with a 190. Christine Haiti, 188. Pat Adams, a 184 in the Powder Puff League. The Phoenix Bowling Scratch League at the Phoenix Center. Ken Nix Jr. with a 715 series. Chris Pardoon, 695. Jeff Seckman with a 672. Hank McNamer, 659. Top game, Ken Nix Jr. with a 254. Mike Morris, Jeff Seckman, and Hank McNamer all rolled 243s. Elijah Cannon with a 241 and Chris Pardoon a 237 in the Phoenix Center Scratch Bowling League. On the state of Wisconsin scene, John Tanjay scored 31 points, leading the Badgers to their fifth straight victory last night, 95-74 over Illinois. Tanjay becomes the fourth player in program history to score at least 30 points in back-to-back games. Senior center Stephen Crowell had a season-high 20 points. Wisconsin had dropped nine straight meetings with the Illini. Coach Greg Gard continues to challenge his players.
I see the upside in these guys. I see how we can get better. Blackwell can get better. So that's my job and our job as a staff to keep raising the bar and keep pushing. And when you have a hungry group that's unselfish, they want to keep climbing too. And we haven't done anything. We have to keep pushing forward. And we talked about climbing the mountain early in the year, and we're still climbing.
UW hosts Oregon on Saturday. Graduate student John Tanjay finished with a game-high 31 points, 9 for 15 shooting. He scored 30-plus points in back-to-back games, becoming the fourth Badger to achieve the feat. This is some good trivia. John Tanjay joins Michael Finley, Rick Olson, and Clarence Sherrod as the only previous Badgers to do that. Rested after a week off, Marquette dismantled a shaky Seton Hall team at home Tuesday night, 80-56. The Golden Eagles rediscovered their shooting touch, connecting on 11 of 27 three-pointers. Bench players scored 36 points, led by Trey Norman's 9. Cam Jones scored 12 of his team-high 14 in the first half. Marquette has a Friday game at Villanova next on the schedule. The Eagles are 20-6, 11-4 in Big East Conference play. Coach Shaka Smart says the bench led the way.
I thought the guys that came off the bench had a good spirit about them. I had subbed a few guys at different times because I didn't like a play or two, but I thought the guys that came in had a great energy and willingness to try to make the next play.
Michigan State was winner over Purdue last night in men's basketball, 75-66. The NBA gets back to action tonight with Charlotte playing at the LA Lakers. When healthy, Packers cornerback Jaire Alexander is one of the best in the business. The problem has been injuries. He's missed so much time in the last few years. Many pro football analysts expect the team to move on. A trade would be better than releasing him. A2ZSports.com says releasing Alexander would mean getting no compensation for the loss of one of the league's best defensive backs when he's on the field. Baseball news, a person with direct knowledge of the situation says Justin Turner has agreed to a $6 million one-year deal with the Chicago Cubs. The veteran infielder can earn an additional $2.5 million in bonuses. With sports, I am Phil Nee.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
WRCO FM 100.9, as we now present a vintage Paul Harvey program, the rest of the story. It is sponsored by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green, ready for your next project. Whether you're a DIYer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need, from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. The lighthouse was doomed from the start, seafarers said. 14 miles from land, leaning into the region's wildest winds made of mere wood, it was only a matter of time before she toppled into the English Channel. And it came to pass. One mighty storm in 1703. Eddystone Lighthouse vanished into the darkness. Her architect, Henry Winstanley, was swept away with her. The task of redesigning and rebuilding her fell to one John Rudyard, who had her beacon blazing by 1709, and she was sturdier than her previous incarnation, made of oak and iron, and she stood nearly 47 years against the Channel gales off the coast of Cornwall. It was a fire that took her down in 1755, and still in folk ballads and seamen's lore, the saga of Eddystone Lighthouse lives on. But has anyone before today ever sung the rest of the story? English engineer John Smeaton was designated rebuilder of Eddystone Lighthouse, and the challenge of creating a tall, permanent structure to withstand such intimidating conditions greatly perplexed him. For while the lighthouse beacon itself threatened a conflagration from within, the raging elements would hammer night and day over the tower walls. It would be impossible, many warned, to build an enduring edifice for such a purpose in such a place. So John Smeaton looked around for an architectural example that he might follow, for something not only fireproof, but windproof and waterproof. And eventually he found it. The problem was the architect of that exemplary building was dead. Nobody remembered the formula for its durability. Well, Mr. Smeaton, a master engineer, began experimenting with materials. He subjected them to physical abuse and flames and salt water and fresh water. And for the months that followed, his office looked very much like a mad scientist's laboratory. And then, eureka! In 1759, construction of the new and immeasurably improved Eddystone Lighthouse was completed. And the improvement did bear the test of time. 123 years it loomed 20 fathoms above the channel, defying wind and wave, and when in 1882 it was replaced by a more modern structure, it was for modernity's sake alone. For the building to which John Smeaton looked for inspiration, the durable, indomitable temple whose cryptic construction formula he rediscovered and then applied to Eddystone Lighthouse, was the Pantheon of Rome, built by the Emperor Hadrian in the 2nd century A.D., The secret of the Pantheon's virtual indestructibility was lost during the Middle Ages and may have remained lost forever if not for John Smeaton, who tried and erred and tried again until he had retrieved it from utter obscurity. Indeed, Smeaton's lighthouse was assembled with interlocking stones based on a plan which revolutionized the construction of such towers for years thereafter. But the real wonder of it all, the Eddystone miracle, the rediscovered substance which revolutionized construction everywhere from that day to this day, was the stuff that held ancient Rome together, only to be forgotten, only to be reborn. Hydraulic cement, created from clay-heavy limestone, making possible a ubiquitous something we now call concrete. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Wolf Moon Dance. Here we are all alone in Escanaba in the moonlight together. But I just can't be happy because I'm 35 and I've never bagged a buck.
My people have magic potions that can help you.
Oh, thanks much. What I have to do to get some?
First, you must catch a porcupine.
Catch a porcupine? With my hands?
Yes, and then you must extract its essence.
Its essence? What do you mean by that?
And you will need to find a moose as well.
A whole moose? To extract its essence?
No, just one part of it.
The horn?
No, lower.
The hoof?
No, higher.
The tail?
Closer.
I don't think I want to know. But if you want to know, come to see Escanaba in the Moonlight at the City Auditorium on Friday, March 14th, and Saturday, March 15th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, March 16th at 2 p.m. Just $10 to get in.
And may you have good medicine until then.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop. 100.9 WRCO.
Listens to it rattle on down. Voice as cold as the phone she's holding. The connection's way too clear. He's yelling, "Where's my dinner?" She's too far gone to care. She says, "Listen here, there's a time to stay."
Martina McBride on WRCO Radio. Just past 8:30. We're just past zero, up to five below. No, just below zero. Yes, yes, we're still below zero. But we're up 10 degrees from the overnight low, headed toward 10 above later on. The trivia question of the day is right around the bend. And here is Thomas Rhett.
You out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could have just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines.
still a mystery. What someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should start asking questions for you. Get up and leave. What someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Stop asking questions for you, baby. Someone as beautiful as you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of the list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream. Even if we're counting girls up on the screen, still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. What's someone as beautiful as you? Stop asking questions for you, get up and leave. I just had to let you go, yeah, yeah, go, no, yeah, yeah. I can never let you go, go, yeah, yeah, go, no, yeah, yeah. Ooh, I just had to let you go, yeah, yeah, go, no, yeah, yeah. I can never let you go, go, yeah, yeah, go, no, yeah, yeah. Someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? I should start asking questions for you. Get up and leave.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy, he kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. Crazy dreams. Oh,
things are.
That's Luke Combs on WRCO Country and Community. 20 minutes before 9, our trivia question of the day is coming up.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Our trivia question of the day today is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today's question that can net you a great prize from Walsh's Ace. Why is former Pittsburgh Pirate first baseman Randall Simon not highly regarded in Milwaukee? Former Pittsburgh Pirate first baseman Randall Simon, why is he not highly regarded in Milwaukee? Tell the tale and win a great prize from WRCO. 608-647-4155.
The sweetest touch, but you left the deepest cut. You had the kindest eyes, I fell to my demise. And every love thereafter, all fell victim to you. I set their hearts on fire, and you were my alibi. I don't wanna stay broken heart. This is the pattern you start. Don't wanna leave them in pieces. All I have to give all these reasons, yeah. All these reasons, yeah. But I keep my heart locked up from tumbling down, and I walk through hell to store on out of ground. Now I can't
Ghost Towns on WRCO. Congrats to Mr. Denny Jacobson. One man standing ovation for him. Knowing the right answer, what is or why is former Pittsburgh Pirate first baseman Randall Simon not highly regarded in Milwaukee? Well, he is the player that took down a racing sausage with a bat as the sausages ran by the visitors' dugout. Back on July 9th of 2003, I remember at the time thinking, I wonder if that was set up. But it wasn't, no. And he became kind of a public enemy number one for baseball, especially the Brewers at that particular point. And he also, I believe, got suspended for 3 games. For doing that as well and questioned by law enforcement. So that's a no-no, that's for sure. But I remember reading about it too, the young woman that was running for the sausage race or whatever, she just laughed about it. She wasn't hurt and tripped up the other one behind her, and they had to kind of help one another up. So it was, you know, kind of humorous looking back on it, but certainly a no-no by Mr. Simon, who got reprimanded for that as well and goes down as a Brewer legend as well for the wrong reason. Denny wins courtesy of Walsh's Ace Hardware today. Thanks for playing trivia. Here's Sarah Evans. I've never been this far.
watched a California sunset burn from orange to gold. Bought a pawn shop six string, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when and what'll be the death of me? Will heaven only know? One go, rode life's roller coasters, mountain highs and valley lows. Broke a hundred on two wheels, found revival on the road. The devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs, it might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it. One day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be.
Kent on WRCO, Something's Gonna Kill Me. We're going to talk a little bit about the great outdoors coming up during our morning show get-together. We'll welcome some friends talking about the upcoming Driftless Area Deer Classic, which is back in the area. Those info edits and more coming up here during our morning show. We're going to have some info this week as well on some special benefits coming up this weekend. And also, just always good to have friends in the studio with warm thoughts. It's -3 in Richland Center. Here's Trace Adkins.
Yeah. All right, boys, follow me. Mostly in A. Stay with me now. Listen up. This is philosophical. Mud grips, white tip. Cigar sticking out of my face. Earnhardt Racing sticker on the window, banged up fender. 4x4 straight pipe roar. Primer and rust all over the door. Scarred up knuckles, Mac belt buckle. White t-shirt, ain't afraid to work. Got a what are you looking at, pretty boy smirk. Cold beer, hot wings, Wranglers, skull rank. Get just what you see. Gun rack, ball cap, don't take no crap. Ain't a pretty boy toy, I'll rock you steady, rough and ready. Work boots, one blue suit, size too small, don't wear it at all. Unless somebody kicks, gets hitched, it don't fit, it makes me itch. Up with the sun, off on the run, making money, money cause I wanna have fun. 5 o'clock whistle, off like a missile. Got a hot date, girl named Kate, thinks I'm cool cause I shoot straight. Ain't one thing about her fake, she's long and tall and she goes great. With cold beer, hot wings, Wrangler, skull ring, get just what you see. Gun rack, ball cap, don't take no crap. Ain't a pretty boy toy, I'll rock you steady, rough and ready.
Just like that. There you go, Gordo.
Hey, watch this. Well, that didn't turn out too good. You okay? What are you looking at? Yeah, that's a real gun in that gun rack. No, I don't have a permit for it. You got a permit to ask stupid questions like that? You get hurt, boy.
Every morning when I wake up, I thank the Lord above that I'm the lucky one lying next to you. And when you reach out to me, you make my life complete. There's just one thing I ask of you. Do I love you enough? Do I give what you need? Do I make you feel like you're my everything? Can you see it in my eyes? Do you know every time we touch? Can you tell it's forever? Do I love you enough? Oh, oh, oh. I know how much you care for me. I know you're always there for me. There's never any doubt I see what I mean to you. When I hold you close like this, I know what heaven is. All I want is for you to feel it too.
Ricochet on WRCO FM, Richland Center.
To you until we meet again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee wishing you all the best. Take care. We'll be back your way with some community conversation here on the morning show in just a few minutes. Stay warm. It is 3 degrees below zero at WRCO. The time is 9 o'clock. News This Hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green, enhancing the relationships with those you love. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Freezing rain turning roadways into ice rinks in Oklahoma City. The temperature in Bismarck, North Dakota, hitting 29 below without the wind being factored in, and snow blanketing parts of the South. Millions under winter weather advisories this week. President Trump appearing to blame Ukraine for starting the war in that country. The comments coming after administration officials met with their Russian counterparts in Saudi Arabia without inviting Ukraine to take part. Mick Mulroy is an ABC News contributor and former high-ranking State Department official.
It's clear that Russia started this unprovoked, completely illegal conflict. It's good to reset the